So, would you like to tell me a little bit about yourself? Where do you come from?
Yes, I come from the Yawanawa tribe. My tribe is based in the Amazon rainforest, border with Peru and Bolivia. So it's really in the Amazon rainforest.
Something happened when the World Cup trophy tour came to London. You decided to protest there. How did you protest the World Cup tournament in London?
Yes. First of all, we thought that it would be good for us, for me, to protest calling on indigenous people's rights. For example, it was a good opportunity to show the public that the World Cup is going to happen, as we know, it's going to happen in June. And it was a good moment for me to tell to the public what is the situation of indigenous people in Brazil. And unfortunately, we took some picture, but Coca-Cola and FIFA didn't give us the picture showing the message which says Brazil stopped destroying Indians. So it was not a success because we didn't get the message, but it is still because we took some picture out of the place with the message in my t-shirt saying Brazil stopped destroying Indians. And we survived international media press release with this news about the protest and also explain the situation of indigenous people in Brazil.
Could you explain how are the rights of indigenous people in Brazil being violated?
Yes, our rights are being violated because first, we have our rights on Brazil Constitution. We got our rights in 1988. For so long, we indigenous people, our ancestors, have been fighting to get this right. Finally, we got this right in 1988. And the right says that we indigenous people have the right to live on our land, to practice our culture and our religion. And the government must protect our rights. But the real fact is that our rights are not being respected by the government, and their form is being violated because many projects of the government is on indigenous territory, and most of the time they don't consult us to see our concern. They don't, most of the time they don't listen to us to see what we think. They don't care about the problem that can happen on our lives, and effectively, it will be a problem on our culture, and in some cases, even the destroying our lives physically, it causes genocide. So it's really a problem. It is really sad for us to know that, even knowing that we have our rights on the Constitution, but it's continued to be violated by the politics that is against indigenous people.
You want to use the World Cup to highlight the problems and draw attention to your situation?
Yeah. Again, I think that it is a good opportunity for us indigenous people to use this big event, the World Cup. We are not against the World Cup. We are not against football. I like to play football personally, but the real thing that is happening in Brazil is that because Brazil now is in a good situation, economic situation, and is hosting the World Cup, we just want to use the World Cup to show the public that we've been out the treatment that the Brazilian government is giving us. is really sad because we have our rights, especially our rights are being violated. Often, indigenous people are being killed, murdered. In, for example, in South Brazil, there is the big population of a tribe, it's called Guarani. They often, their leaders are being killed by the gunmen. And their territory is a place for sugarcane plantation, for example. And that's why we say the dark side of Brazil, because not many people know that the situation of indigenous people in Brazil. And I want to use the World Cup to show people that we've been treated like, in some cases, like animals, because nobody respects us as people, as a human, and our right to live on our land.
Could you give us a little bit of background, just so we know more about the situation? Since the colonization of the country, how have Brazilian Indians been treated?
Since the colonization, indigenous people landmark is made out of brutality, violence, and racism. The Brazilian government, they have demarcated many indigenous territories in Brazil, but even that the land, our territory is demarcated, we have the right, our rights are being violated because many projects, for example, logging and mining and farming is happening on indigenous land. That's why we are saying that we want our rights to be respected, because our lives, our future generations will be devastated. But in some cases in Brazil, some indigenous tribes, they have, the situation is not so bad as, for example, in South Brazil. In the Amazon, for example, many territories was recognized, and there is not many problems. But this is difficult to say because it's not everywhere like this. For example, Survive International is doing this campaign for the Guarani because the situation of Guarani is really bad. They don't have the land, and in some communities they are living by the road. We'd like to tell people to support us. And the way that they can support us is, for example, visiting Survive International and sending letters to the government. But yeah, I can say that many bad things has happened since the colonization, and it didn't change so far. And we would like this change to happen. And this change first is recognizing indigenous territories.
So how do you see things going in the future? Do you think things could get better, or do you think with the situation as it is, do you think indigenous people are in more and more danger?
Yeah. In some cases, yes. I could say that some indigenous situation would be more in danger. For example, the isolated tribes. Brazil is home for more than 70 isolated tribes in the world. And if those tribes is not protected by the government, they would be devastated. They would be really destroyed. First off, talking about Azulis tribe. Other tribes that is being contact, but the land, they don't have the right to live in the land because of this massive project of mining and logging. Some of the situation would be really dangerous. For example, in South Brazil, where is the part of Brazil is more developed, those people who live in that area, the problem in the future would be they would be in danger. In North Brazil, some tribes, the development is much too big, so they can still live in the same way that they want with not many problems. But if our rights is not respected, it would be a real problem in the future on our lives. That's why our rights must be respected by the Brazilian government so that we can live on our land and we can help with preserving the nature and for our future generations.
So what you're asking from the Brazilian government is simply to recognize that you have rights on these lands and to recognize those rights?
Yes, yes. This is what we are asking for. Because our rights is already recognized by the Constitution, by the Brazilian government. The thing is that they are not respecting. Yeah? That's the problem. They are not being consulted. Yeah? They don't inform us if they want to do projects on our territories. They just go and do the project. For example, dams, yeah? electric for dams. And it affects our lives when dams and road mining is happening. So we are asking them to respect our rights and so that we can live in freedom.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
I would tell people, for example, the public, to see and how indigenous people is living in Brazil, the situation, and if they can support us in sending letters and telling the government to respect indigenous people rights. That is what I'm asking, and this is what we are working for, raising awareness to protect the indigenous people territories.
Could you just remind our listeners where they can find information and where they can send letters if they want to help?
Yeah, Survival International, for example, if they can visit our website, we have options that they can see the campaigns that Survival is doing for indigenous people in South America, and they can act in the letters, sending letters. The letter is already made. They just can register and send the letters. That is it's a way that they can support us.
Well, thank you very much, Nishiwaka. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You're welcome.